KP Radio News. I'm Carlotta Bradley. A prosecutor wants a judge to seal the mental health records of Adacia Chambers, the woman charged with driving a car into the Oklahoma State University homecoming parade. Ken Miller reports the prosecution criticized the defense for attaching a psychologist's report to a motion that was filed.
District Attorney Laura Austin Thomas is accusing the defense attorney of trying to prejudice a potential jury pool by talking about Ms. Chambers' health issues.
Police say the mother of a patient at a suburban Phoenix Children's Hospital has killed her 5-year-old son and herself. Mesa Police spokesman Steve Berry was on KNXV-TV saying nurses found them during a bed check.
They're cooperating in any way possible as far as the investigation. Obviously, they will provide our investigators with information on the child, the family, for what they know, any treatment involved.
Berry says the mother had an open case with the State Department of Child Safety, but was the boy's legal guardian. He wouldn't say why the boy was hospitalized. Lawmakers push back against an expected administration plan to move Guantanamo detainees to the U.S.
South Carolina Senator Tim Scott says the Guantanamo Bay prison is perfect for holding terror suspects.
Isolated location, surrounded by water, mountains, and deserts.
With the administration wanting to close Guantanamo, the Pentagon looked at sites to transfer detainees to. Senator Pat Roberts is among those who say no way.
We are not going to have terrorists from Gitmo come to Fort Leavenworth, the intellectual center of the Army, or any other location in the United States.
The Senate will vote in the coming week on a defense bill approved by the House that prohibits the administration from moving the detainees to prisons in the U.S. Jerry Bodlander, Capitol Hill.
This is AP Radio News. The Department of Homeland Security is adding some new security measures following the crash of a Russian plane over Egypt's Sinai Peninsula.
Homeland Security Secretary Jay Johnson says the changes involve flights headed to the U.S. from international airports in the Middle East. White House Press Secretary Josh Earnest says changes are being made at airports that already have cooperative relationships with the U.S.
Things like expanded screening that's applied to items that are taken on board the aircraft. Precautionary measures also include updated airport assessments.
The investigation in Egypt is ongoing, but President Obama has said the U.S. is taking very seriously the possibility a bomb brought down the plane. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Officials say a male runner has died while taking part in the 5th annual Rock and Roll Marathon in Savannah, Georgia. They say it was a 35-year-old man from Georgia, but didn't give a name. I'm Carlotta Bradley, AP Radio News.